السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. مفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we commence chapter number 35, Surah Fatir, which comprises 45 verses. And then if you look inside there, you'll see on top, you'll find Makkiyah. What is the meaning of Makkiyah and Madaniyah? Makkiyah means these verses or chapters were revealed before the migration to Medina Munawwara. And Madaniyah means it was revealed after the migration to Medina Munawwara, even if the verses were revealed in Makkah. For example, during Umrah, during Hajj, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received verses from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala via the archangel Gabriel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So we see that those verses, the 7th year, 8th year, 10th year, so all that were revealed in Makkah, but it will be classified as Madani verses because it was revealed after the migration of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. 86 surahs, 86 chapters were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, and 28 were revealed in Medina Munawwara, and that's how you get 114. What is the meaning of Fatir? We will discuss that just now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah, look at the script. Ba and seen. Be and seen. You see there's no alif there, but in between. But if you go to Iqra Bismi, you will find in chapter 96, the alif is maintained and retained. But in Bismillah, it is removed. Why? Likathratil isti'mal, due to constant usage. So therefore, Bismillah, you will join the ba and the seen, the be and the seen in the Arabic alphabet, the letters. Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, who Almighty Allah is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. All the attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have an intensive form, hyperbole, and we call it Mubalagha. There are 114 Bismillah mentioned in the Noble Quran, 113 in the beginning of the chapters, the surah, but chapter 9 does not have Bismillah. So where is the 114th one? When we see the letter Nabi Sulaiman, Prophet Solomon, King Solomon wrote to Bilqis, the Queen of Sheba, chapter number 27, Surah Namal, the end, and verses number 30 and 31, Innahu min Sulaiman, this letter is from Sulaiman, wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim, verily in the name of Almighty Allah, who is very, very gracious, very merciful, Allah ta'alu alayya, O Bilqis, O you Queen of Sheba, don't be arrogant with me, wa atuni muslimin, and come to me and you submit yourself and surrender. Hence she came and eventually she embraced Islam. Chapter 27, verses 30 and 31. So what is the surah telling us all about? Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu. He does not have any partners, associates, parents, children. And He, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, is the one and only worthy of worship. Alhamdulillah, all praises is due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him with our heart, we praise Him with our tongue, we praise Him with our limbs. How can we do all that? With ta'atullah, with obedience and love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Fatiri samawati wal ard, that when you see that today people want to put a big, you understand, skyscrapers, then they will have the architect, engineers, plumbers, carpenters, so many people and personnel. They will have so many specimens and so forth. Your Almighty Allah is Fatir. A khaliqun min ghairi mithalin sabiqin. The originator. There is no mini model, no specimen, nothing. He created it the first time. He is the originator and He created it perfect. You will not find a defect in the creation of Almighty Allah. Study the sun, study the moon, study the planets, study the stars, study yourself and see, O human being, you are the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our lips, our entire body and anatomy. Sometimes Almighty Allah Jalla Wala creates that special child to show His Qudrat and His absolute authority, majesty and power. So everything He created, but there was no specimen and there was no that mini models and so forth and so on. So that's the meaning of Fatir, the originator. Fatir is samawati wal earth, the creator, remember, of the heavens and earth without any specimen. So easy for us to remember. We will say that the originator of the heavens and the earth. We're supposed to be reading Surah Yasin daily before Fajr, after Fajr, early part of the morning. Hadith mentioned in Sunan al-Darimi, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, his needs will be taken care of and fulfilled. So see, in the beginning of the 23rd juz, the 23rd part of the Noble Quran, Surah Yasin, chapter 36 and verse number 23, what does Almighty Allah state? وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Why should I not worship Almighty Allah alone? فَطَرَنِي, that's the verb. He created me. He is the originator. There was no specimen, no models, no nothing. And He created me perfect and made me the masterpiece of His creation. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and unto Him alone you will return. Everybody shall return to Him. Death is inevitable. Chapter 36 and verse number 22. So there we see right in the beginning, chapter 36 and verse number 22. So that is what we learn, that the word Fatarani and Fatir, they refer to the same thing. One is a noun and one is the verb. So we should know that this word is used several places in the Noble Quran. Who is Almighty Allah, the creator and the one who is the originator? Ja'ilil Malaika. He created the angels from the nur, the radiance, the effulgence, which He knows alone beyond our perception, comprehension. Rusula, and He made these angels messengers. How He made messengers? You, Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu salam, you are in charge of the revelation and wahi that will be taken to the various prophets and messengers. You, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, you are in charge of the rain and the wind. You, Malakul Maut, you are in charge that you have to give death to people and so forth and so on. Uli ajnihatin. I told you before, uli is the plural of zu, which means that it possesses many, many wings. Some angels possess the wings, mathna, two wings, wathulatha, some of them three wings, waruba, and some four wings, but is not confined to two, three, and four. Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha, and He, Almighty Allah, increases it in the creation, in the angels, themselves and anybody, anything else, ma yasha, whatever he wants. Hence, in authentic hadith, we see in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I saw Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel Gabriel, with 600 wings, was sadd al ufuq, and he was covering the entire horizon. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. So verily Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he has power over everything. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. On Saturday we concluded chapter 34 Surah Sabah, and today with the grace and mercy of Allah we started this surah, this chapter, and did one verse. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow, as we have many news items today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally and internationally. And today is the 18th of Zulqada, 1445, in South Africa, Southern Africa, and in most parts of the world, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine al-Mubarak. Remember, in Palestine, they're 1 hour ahead of us now. So today, GG, the Gaza genocide, day number 234. That the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the baby killers, the killers of prophets and messengers, carried out a massacre yesterday, last night, there in Rafah. Rafah is right next to Egypt, remember the borders. And as normal, the Israeli terrorists, haramis, murderers of prophets and messengers, the baby killers, say no, they were targeting Hamas. Approximately 100 people martyred, women, children, civilians. And the world is seeing who are the terrorists, the super terrorists. You have a dog and you have the handler for the dog, and the dog is injuring, biting everybody. So who will you really blame? You blame the owner, the handler of the dog. So without a shadow of doubt, Israel are war criminals, guilty of genocide. But more important, America are complicit in this, and all the Western countries and Arab countries were assisting them, whether it be Britain, whether it be France, Germany, and all the others, and all those Arab tenpot dictators, haramis, murtads, traitors, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and you see Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco, all haramis, they are murtads, traitors, they are, and they got Muslim names, but a disgrace to Islam. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So let's see what our Hamas did. Let's see what our Muslims did. They dispatched 3 jutlas to death, to Jahannam and to the hellfire. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we're very happy. They injured more than 25 of them in the past week and dispatched some of them to Jahannam. Obviously, this is news that is confirmed and so forth. Israel has carried out another massacre, as I told you. 15 missiles entered northern Israel from the Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, and the jutlas are taking flight. Northern Israel is basically empty, and we will support them. The Kuffar, the Shia, the non-Muslim, but we support them. Anybody attacks the interest of America or Israel, it can be an atheist also, we will support them. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul Fajir. Verily, Almighty Allah occasionally, sometime, assist this deen, religion of Islam, through non-Muslims also. So therefore, whether it is Ansarullah of Yemen or Hezbollah, the Kufar Shias, so remember, that does not make them Muslim, but we appreciate their help. Hamas attacks central Israel, Tel Aviv, and so 8 rockets went through. And remember that the Iron Dome became a paper dome, and the jutlas, millions of them, had to go and flee for cover. One settler, one bullet. We have no sympathy for the jutlas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. The haramis, they stole our whole country. They stole our mosques. They stole our land. They stole our orchards. And they murdered thousands of people in their 76-year occupation. Qatar plane to island from Doha it went, and many, many people injured. Again, there were turbulence and so forth. We know what happened last week to Singapore Airlines. All these are big, big lessons for us. Read our du'as and supplications wherever we're traveling. We think we're traveling in the best plane and so forth. In a split second, I had so many examples of that. When I flew first time to Pakistan, from here to Malawi and Malawi to Nairobi, the plane, even the pilot said they didn't know what to do, and we all thought we're going to die there and we were buried in the lake, you understand, Malawi. Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace comes, and somehow they brought us back to safety. So a lot of things happens, remember that. A storm kills in America. America say they're the superpower. Allah's punishment, Allahumma alayka bihim, Allahumma halikum ya Rabbal Alameen. So there in Texas and there in Oklahoma, 14, 15 people fracked and they died. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about it. Anything bad happens in Israel, America, we will always be happy. Remember that, because they are the super terrorists and murderers, baby killers and so forth. Who murdered 500,000 children there in Iraq and so forth, and they justify it? The Jutli, Harami, Madeleine Albright. You must keep on reminding them all this. In the past weekend, more than 100 people killed in Sudan. So may Almighty Allah have mercy on them as well, and may Almighty Allah bring about peace and safety and justice there. Aid is now trickling into Gaza, and the Western press is making a big thing about this. The Western press would not tell you that they kept Gaza 16, 17 years under siege. Everything controlled by Israel. The power, the water, the movement, and every movement on camera. Hamas said enough is enough, and that is what happened. Remember, they have every right of self-resistance, and they have every right to attack the occupiers. One settler, one bullet. That is the only language the Jutlas and the Americans understand. So my brothers, sisters, too little, too late. You murdered more than 40,000 people. You injured more than 100,000 people. That is America's legacy. That is Israel. Israel on his way out is a pariah state, an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Cyclone striking Bangladesh, the wind and the storms and all that, 90 kilometers per hour. Allah have mercy. Millions are affected there. 160 abducted in Nigeria. It's a game they play there, you know. There they just go to a school, they go to a boarding, they go somewhere, and the politicians are corrupt like no man's business. The police are corrupt like no man's business. And they just go, and then the demands will be made and so forth. Very sad situation in Nigeria. Listen to this white lady. They want their white hegemony. Von der Leyen, or whatever the hell her name is, of the European Commissioner, you understand? European Union Commissioner. Another super terrorist, if you ask me. She is proposing the vaccines again. They say, no, we must start the vaccines again. Bring COVID's brother and COVID's sister and all that. This is the white hegemony. Kill the blacks, kill the Indians, kill the Chinese, kill humanity, and we will control the world. Well, your time is finished now. People have saw your hypocrisy and double standards everywhere in the world. We saw what you did to South Africa. We saw what you did in Rhodesia. We saw what you did there, you must remember, there in other parts of the world. For Ukraine, you will say terrorism. Putin is a harami. But for Israel, you will defend them and give them arms, ammunition, material support. That is the white man's agenda. So we must know them and put them in their place. The Gaza pier, badly damaged. They spend hundreds of millions, the Americans, to bring in their arms and to fool the world with bringing aid. So the storms came, rain came, and damaged it badly. They got no brains, these Americans. Idiots and fools, you know. They think that the people in the world are like the Americans. You see, Americans, what? They just hooked onto their TV, and then they sabotage their brains also. They can't bombard them, and they can't think properly. And you know, in English, in Arabic, we have a beautiful saying. I'll translate it in English. Al-awam kal-an'am. Masses are S's. Therefore, democracy works, you understand, for the S's. Remember that. It's a satanic system. Remember that. Therefore, Islam says it's not permissible. Nevertheless, so now the Israelis say, no, we were attacking the Hamas and we want to release our hostages. 8 months almost. Now you can't release one hostage. You can't find a tunnel, nothing, and so forth. So what good are you doing? You're just harming everything politically, militarily. The global narrative has changed, turned against you. Everybody, every country knows now that who are the super terrorists and murderers. Your army has a mutiny and subordination, and they want to now insubordinate, and they say that no, we're no more going to take our commandments from our commander-in-chief. Sunak, the Indian, and they speak of hostages. What about our Palestinian hostages? 10,000, 20,000 are in jail. Children, men, women, detention without trial, what you call administrative detention. How you justify that, Israel? The rape and the torture going on there and so forth. Just because you whiteies and you got the veto America, you think you will get away with impunity? No. We will expose you, name you, shame you, and we will nail you. I'm telling you now, you pack up and move from there. We're coming to take over the whole of Israel and the whole of India. These are our biggest enemies according to Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. So Modi and you, Bibi, don't worry. Our time is coming. Allah gives everybody a fair chance. Listen to this idiot Sunak. You understand? He's supposed to be the Prime Minister of Britain. Unelected, he became Prime Minister on default. What a stupid statement, you know. Sometimes you can't believe how foolish and idiots they are. He says, if we win these elections on the 4th of July, we will bring back conscription. We will tell you 18 years old and above or what have you. You have to go back to the army and you have to go and serve in the army. We want to bring back the empire. What empire you got? Rwanda is your empire. India is your empire. You go to hell, man, Sunak. You must go back to India or go back to Rwanda. Listen to what Modi says. Modi, he is another enemy of Islam and Muslims and humanity. He said, God sent me for a purpose. What is your purpose? To kill the Muslims and harm them? To kill the Christians and harm them? Destroy the mosque and the churches? To harm the Sikhs? Is that what God sent you? I know which God sent you. Must be Lingam, your private part. Or if you don't like Lingam, then must be Yoni, must be your female private part. Or must be Ganeshi, must be the elephant who told you that. Or must be Ganpati, the rats and so forth. You must remember that. Or Hanuman, the monkey told you that. So that God told you that. Or Modi, who are you fooling? You're disgracing yourself. Papua New Guinea, more than 700 people dead, landslide, very, very bad there things are. DA, I told you it's haram to vote for DA. To you, the community in Phoenix, I don't know who you are, but what you did, I'm proud about you. Whether you're Muslim, whether you're Hindu, whether you're Christian, whatever you are, you did a very, very good thing. You kicked out the leader of DA from Phoenix. We're very proud about you. We must show these jutlas and their supporters of genocide. We will never vote for you, and we will name you and shame you. So DA, remember, you're going to lose badly. We want the ANC to come less than 50%. We want the DA to come less than 50% less nationally for ANC and DA less than 50% in the Western Cape. Then we'll be going on the right track. Some soldiers calling for insubordination mutiny in Israel. So there's big rows and ructions in the Israeli diaper force. And ANC are rigging already. The elections haven't started. It's only starting today, 9 o'clock. Me, I'm an old man, you see. Once you're over 60, then you're old and cold, tired and retired. So they said, now we can vote. Me, I'm going to vote today, inshallah. So anyway, for you old toppers and toppies and tired people and retired people, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, you can go and vote. You must remember, provided that you're over 60 or 60 and above, and remember that what you are, that you have registered. So I registered, so I'll go, inshallah, and vote. I'll never vote for ANC or DA. FTA or EFF or IFP or this Action South Africa and or an ACDP. No, no, no. All these who support Israel or take money from them, we will never support them. So remember ANC rigging already. Some ballot papers are already in the guys' houses. So when they do the final tally, they will say all these people voted ANC. So this is the seventh election. So is it going to be free or fair? Let us see. What I saw yesterday was very bad for South Africa. Our seventh election, but the rigging has started. Dandli, remember the word Dandli. As the Indians there in India and Pakistan is there. Dandli, wholesale rigging. Load shedding is back. For us, the people of Hillbrow there in Johannesburg. As the people in Jubeid Park, you must remember, 6 hours yesterday load shedding. So I told you, all this is to make us valagile. Just to close us, make us fools and idiots, you see. They're just burning diesel, but load shedding is back, and don't be a fool, remember that. Thousands have marched against BB, they say over 100,000 in the weekend, and he is the most disgraced and hated person in the world. And Gideon Levy writes, you better practice what ICJ told you, the International Court of Justice, otherwise Israel, you're becoming a pariah state and so forth. Special votes today, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. You must remember, you want to know anything from the voting people and the people running the elections. This is their number. Phone them. I'm not sure it's 24 hours or what. But I phoned them yesterday and contacted them. Very efficient, I found them. 080-011-8000. 080-011-8000. And then for our radios and so forth, you must remember that Brother Dawood Monley will be there in the Overport area and surrounding. So contact the Brother Dawood Monley, 063-403-2743, 063-403-2743. Our Brother Bilal will be there, inshallah, in the studios, 2 Grace Avenue, Westwood, next to the Westwood Mall. Then Muswalla Abu Bakr is there. So he'll be there 9 to 1 to day this morning, inshallah, and every morning. So Bilal, 082-099-0023 082-099-0023. And my brother Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan is here, and for lands and surroundings, contact Junaid Mota, 084-304-0795. In Cape Town, contact Zahir Esop, 082-786-5441. Zahir Esop, 082-786-5441. And remember, in Chipata, our brother Abdul Samad is there, so you go to him in Zambia, all free of charge. So that is what you should do. And then remember, I told you about the votes, and then our program for today, 8:30 to 9, we will speak about Palestine and speak about voting, inshallah. And then sometime after that, I'll go to the booths, voting booths, and go and vote, inshallah. There's difference of opinion. Some ulama say yes, some say no. So remember that I made istikhara and I feel I should vote for which party, that we won't tell you, inshallah, party or parties. And then inshallah, 11, that 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran, 2 to 2:30 will be the report back of our trip to Pretoria, wonderful trip, mashallah. And then 8 to 10 live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, inshallah, and that will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International, and it will be live, inshallah, on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. To all of you, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody, pray. Pray to one Allah, one God, one Supreme Being. You know, South Africa, let me tell you, you will never get another country like South Africa. The freedom we enjoy, everybody. So pray to Almighty Allah these 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and after elections. There's no violence, no plundering and looting and so forth. So read Surah 12, Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf and Joseph, and verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Mawlana, we have 15 minutes left. Let's start firing it up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, hypothetically, if you are chosen as the president of South Africa, what will be the first change you are going to make?
First change, I'll bring Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All these Muslims especially, who have taken their father, mother, and put them in the old age home, I will impose a huge fine, and if they talk too much, we will whoop them and put them in jail. For all these sons and daughters and grandchildren and all of them. A nation that cannot look after its senior citizens, cannot look after the future generations, and they need to be punished properly. That is the first thing I will do if I'm Prime Minister, President, which will never happen. So anyway, you ask me the question, I give you the answer.
Kitab from a reverse, I have understood that to mix two meats, example chicken and goat, in the same dish is not advisable according to the hadith. Is this correct?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sister, if you are cooking in your house and some of your children or your husband or family members, they love the chicken and they love beef and they love mutton, and you mix everything, you make alles der makar and mix it up and so forth. So at home, and that is fine, there's no problem. But for you, you're running a butcher, you're running a business, and then you mix everything up and you tell them it's chicken while you got some beef or mutton there also included. Or you tell them that this is mutton but you got beef included, so that is haram and that is not permissible. That is the meaning of the hadith. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an bay'il gharar. That gharar and deception is not permissible in Islam. Wailul lil mutaffifin. Chapter 83, verse number 1. Woe, destruction, Jahannam and the hellfire for the fraudsters. That is fraud. But in your own home you do it, you know, you like a mix-up and so forth. So that's fine. There's no problem with that for yourself and your children.
Mufti Sahab, when does stealing become permissible? A person has no food and steals bread every day. Is this bread haram for him?
Remember that stealing is not permissible. I told you, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, who was a genius, born in Gaza in the year 150 after Hijrah migration, and passed away in Cairo in the year 204. He mentioned a golden rule: ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'd. Any law you have of Islam, that is the general law. So once a person steals and is found guilty in normal circumstances and so forth and so on, so in a case like that, you must remember then, and is found guilty or there's witnesses, then his hand must be amputated from the wrist, you see. So Almighty Allah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must make few people samples and examples, and the whole community, society will become straight. South Africa, based on human rights, the best constitution in the world, according to me, not worth the pay on which is written, where you say same-sex marriages, where you want to teach the children about masturbation and two fathers and two mothers when they're 5-6 years old, and you come tell me that you are doing an asset to society. It is a disaster for society. Remember that. So Islam will say that you must make few of them just examples. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 38, وَالسَّارِقُ وَالسَّارِقَةُ فَقْتَعُوا أَيْدِهُمَا جَزَاءً. That is a punishment for them. Bima kasaba, for the crime they have committed. Nakalam min Allah. This punishment comes from Almighty Allah, divine code. The West will say barbaric. So what is your prostitution? What is your abortion? What is your murdering of innocent babies and children in the name of terrorism, in the name of democracy and all that? Because haramis you all are. Because you know the meaning of harami. So a big B, illegitimate child, is very kind word for them. Chapter 5, verse number 38. So that is what we believe in. Now you are in Palestine. The Jutlas are starving you and they're murdering you. You steal from the Jutlas, 100% permissible. Mubahul dam, mubahul mal. In cases like that, their life is permissible for us. Their wealth is permissible for us. We will never call that stealing. We will call that mali ghanimat. We have taken spoils of war. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
Mufti Sahab, I'm owing people money, but a special has come up on a house. Do I buy the house or pay the people back first? I am currently renting.
It is not permissible for you to buy a house and so forth, and you're owing people 50,000, 100,000 and more or less. You have to pay your debts and all that first, brother. That's compulsory. In Gaza or anywhere else, people gave their life. They made the supreme sacrifice. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Yughfaru li shaheedi kullu dhanbin illa dain. That, remember, that Every son of the martyr will be forgiven, but debts will not be forgiven. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought Allah Ta'ala's protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'thami wal-maghram. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, I seek your protection from everything that constitutes vices, sins, the places of sins, what we eat, what we drink, what we do. So protect us, Ya Allah, wal maghram, and all types of debts. You speak about renting. You're not renting more than me. If you take Islamically, we're entering the ending of 1445. From 1400, I was married. So remember that in 1399, I got married Islamically. And then 1400, I was renting. 1445 till now, 46 years I'm renting. 44 years, 45 years, Gregorian calendar. Very happy. Allah Ta'ala give our Bhuti Ghani and his mother and family and children long life. And they are marhumin. You understand? Jannat al-Firdaus. We're very happy. So why must we? I always tell my wife, I die, nobody can claim anything against me. So you must pay your debts first, and then Allah will open up many ways for you.
Mufti Saab, a burglar entered my yard. I shot him. He got away and died three houses away. Now cops want to arrest me for the murder. It was my life or his. What do I do?
100%, that's exactly what I'm saying. That you come tell me that your South African constitution is one of the best in the world. So what good is that constitution when you have become the rape capital of the world, the murder capital of the world, the gender-based violence, femicide, every day 10, 11 women are killed or injured and so forth, seriously, and then they pass away. And you have become the gay capital in the world, all because of your constitution. You have given rights to the criminals, much more to us, the innocent people. So what good is that? If somebody comes in our yard, he pulls out the gun and I take out my gun and I shoot him, Islam will say you did the right thing. Islam says, see the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam in Tirmidhi, man qutila duna malihi fa huwa shaheed. Anybody got killed protecting his wealth, his family and so forth, is a martyr. They said, Ya Rasulullah, if we kill him, what happens then? The attacker. You called us ulama, students, write it down. We don't find this much in our fiqh kitabs, but we should know about it. Mas'alatu sa'il, sword, alif, hamza, lam. So these attackers who come are called sa'il, with a sword. So remember, they asked Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what happens to him? The one I caught, I shot, and so forth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, huwa finnar, he is in Jahannam and the hellfire. So you, if really you shot him and that person died, then obviously, you'll have to get the lawyer and you'll need some sharpshoot lawyers, criminal lawyers and so forth. And in that way, keep on making dua. Everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. This is a miscarriage of justice in South Africa. Remember that. And it will be a natural reaction of a person. Somebody is right in your yard with a gun. You must wait for him to shoot you, shoot your wife, shoot your child. So where the hell then, where is our safety then? So what you did, I'll never blame you for that. Islamically, you did the right thing, my brother.
Mufti Saab, some cough medicines contain alcohol. Is this alcohol halal?
Totally haram. Alcohol, kullu muskirin khamrun wa kullu khamrin haram. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything that intoxicates immediately or in the future is khamr and alcoholic, and then it's haram, not permissible. Mas'alatu tadawi bil haram. That's the unwan, that's the title. To use medication where the ingredients are haram. So it's not permissible. Again, Imam Shafi'i's law, which we use in Islam throughout, ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhu al-ba'd. One is the rule and one is the exception to the rule. If it is a matter of life and death and there's no alternative, and then you use something haram and so forth, that normally then fala isma alayh, there won't be a sin upon you. You don't become halal. Quran says fala isma alayh, there's no sin upon you. But this now, you got the cough, you got the flu, you got fever, and now you start using haram things which contain alcohol, totally haram. There's 101 other alternatives, so not permissible.
This is a personal question. It came over and over again. Is Maulana Hussein in PMB your son? He looks like you, talks like you, and is very well presented.
MashaAllah, I never knew I got children. So remember that there's a lot of Husseinis. When I went to Iran, you must remember in 2013, from here to Dubai, Dubai to Tehran, no visa, no nothing. We just went with our passport and I presented my passport. They looked at me, Husseini. I said, yes, Husseini. I presented my wife's passport, Fatima. They said, yes. I said, yes. They said, sit down. 10 minutes time, they gave us visa, everything. So must be one Husseini there. So mashallah, I'm coming to Marisburg. Let me tell you when I'm coming there. Inshallah, inshallah. This year Eid we're making there in Durban. So that 14th, so 13th I will be there in Tongat, 14th I'll be there Jumma in that, what you call, Mountain Rise, and 14th night after Isha we'll be there Camperdown, 15th in Avondale, 16th Umslanga Rocks, inshallah, where Haji Harun is, Frimax, and 17th People's Park, that what Moses Mabida Stadium, whatever, for the Eidgah, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So you tell me, bring that Husseini to me, and it's not my son, that I can tell you, I don't have children. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah gives children, Alhamdulillah. He don't give children, Alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahab, if we pass away in Makkah or Medina, in these times of Hajj, why do people say that they are fortunate, they will not be answerable for their sins too?
The person who passes away in Makkah or Medina must pass away with Iman and Islam. Then only they are minas su'ada, the fortunate ones. Otherwise, Abu Talib, Abu Lahab, all of them, they died in Makkah. Abu Jahl died in Ramadan on a Friday. And they in Medina Munawwara, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqin died. Whole lot of them dispatched to Jahannam. Quran, Hadith say so. Whether it's Abu Talib or Abu Lahab, whether it's Abu Jahl or Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, is our 100% belief they straight to Jahannam. So the condition is the person must pass away any time of the year in Makkah Mukarramah or Medina Munawwara. Better Medina Munawwara, man, the Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when people pass away in Medina Munawwara, then what? Then my shafa'a, my intercession will come for that person there. That whosoever of you can pass away in Medina, falyamud biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. So I'll intercede for you. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whoever pass away in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, hadith in Tabarani, man mata fi ahadil haramain bu'itha yawm al-qiyama amina. When a person passes away in Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara with Iman and Islam, he or she passed away, they will wake up safe and resurrected, safe and sound. Inshallah, they will be protected from the punishment of the grave and barzakh and so forth and so on. Yes, it's very, very good. So we should have that, inshallah. Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Medina falyam mudbiha fa inni ashfa'u lakum, the hadith in Tirmidhi, second hadith in Tabarani.
Mufti Sahab, we share the same father but different mothers. I'm the younger daughter and my elder brother from a different mother. How is our inheritance split?
It depends now who are the heirs and so forth and so on. You must remember that. So if you, I must have all the heirs and who passed away and so on. So remember, you are considered as brother and sister, even though you share the same father but different mothers, or you share the same mother and you share different fathers. But in Islamic terms, you will be considered as mahram. That half brother will become the mahram for the half sister. And it depends. I just give you one usul, one principle you must remember, and that will help you a lot in your life and for the ulama and students as well. If the father, biological father of the deceased is alive, or the biological son of the deceased is alive, then all the siblings, brothers, sisters of the deceased are all deprived. Again, I repeat, this is 100% across the board. If the deceased biological father is alive, or if the deceased biological son, one son also is alive, then all siblings, brothers, sisters of the deceased are deprived. They don't inherit anything. Whether they're full brother, half brother, quarter brother, shortcut brother, whatever you want to call, nobody inherits anything. Last question, Munar.
Mufti Sahab, my in-laws are insisting for pictures of my baby. How do I tell them no without hurting their feelings? Anonymous.
Tell them I'm a Muslim and you are a Muslim. Muslim means one who submits, surrenders to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who surrenders to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lovingly, willingly. So I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't want to break the law of Almighty Allah and hurt the feelings of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today you, the parents, put your child on Instagram, Facebook, and then he's sick for so long. So you come, innal ayna haqqun, the evil eye is the truth. So people are jealous and a lot of problems today. Authentic hadith in Mishkat. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.